Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, May 16th. Coming up ahead in today's episode, PM Modi attacks opposition over CAA. India Bloc members marathon rallies across Uttar Pradesh versus four rallies by PM Modi. Supreme Court's big decision over ED's power to arrest. Supreme Court refuses to revoke Arvind Kejriwal's interim bail, and Vladimir Putin in China promises a powerful alliance. First up, with three more phases left in Lok Sabha elections 2024, political leaders are racing against time to hold as many rallies as possible. PM Modi's rally today include Azamgarh, Jaunpur, Bhadohi and Pratapgarh in Uttar Pradesh, and a roadshow in Mumbai to canvass support for BJP candidates in the Lok Sabha polls. In his Azamgarh rally today, he said that work under CAA has already started to help people who have been living in oppression. Attacking the opposition, he said, and I quote, "Samajwadi Party, Congress, spread lies about CAA and tried to push the country towards riots," unquote. He added opposition parties want to divide the country's budget and allot 15% to certain minorities. Quote, "Samajwadi and Congress are two parties, but they have one shop where they sell appeasement, lies, parivarvad and corruption," unquote. But Shiv Sena UBT MP Sanjay Raut attacked PM Modi's Ghatkopar's Wednesday rally, which was quite near the petrol pump where a hoarding collapse killed 16. He said, and I quote, "Never ever has such an incident happened where roads were shut for one person's campaign, causing inconvenience to people. It is inhuman to hold a roadshow where people died after the hoarding collapse," unquote. While out on bail, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, in a joint presser with Samajwadi's Akhilesh Yadav, levelled a bevy of charges against the centre. He first claimed, and I quote, "The people of Bharatiya Janata Party have always been against reservation. They will change the constitution and end reservation after coming to power," unquote. Mr. Kejriwal added PM Modi is clearing the path to ensure Home Minister Amit Shah will take over his power after his 75th birthday. Quote, "I know PM Modi will honour the rule BJP created to retire 75 plus people from active politics. And then he will make sure top leaders are sidelined just like they did with Shivraj Chauhan or Vasundhara Raje. Next in line is Yogi Adityanath," unquote, he said. Apart from Mr. Kejriwal's attacks on BJP, the joint opposition India Bloc rallies followed more or less the same script, from Akhilesh Yadav to Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, raising similar issues. Samajwadi chief Akhilesh Yadav is travelling across Uttar Pradesh today. In his Banda rally, Mr. Yadav lauded the crowd for support despite the killing heat and claimed it shows Banda and Bundelkhand as a whole will see a resounding victory for the opposition alliance. Quote, "Today I started from Lucknow with a press conference with Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. What we said then and we say now, this election is not just for you but for all your future generations. Like Samudra Manthan of mythology, there's Samvidhan Manthan this time. Us who want to protect the constitution versus them, those who want to destroy the constitution. But I know the poor of this country will never let those powers win," unquote. He also alleged that BJP and Mayawati's BSP have, quote, "joined hands behind the scene," unquote. Taking a shot at PM Modi, UP government and the double engine Sarkar, he said, quote, "I have heard now rivers of tears are flowing above safety level. Janta has to take accountability for 10 years of centre and 7 years of Uttar Pradesh. The hoarding that came from Delhi, the posters, one engine is missing from it. How do you ask for votes with a missing engine?" Unquote. While Priyanka Gandhi Vadra in Rai Bareli raised the issue of agricultural costs with all raw materials having a GST, lack of agricultural employment, reduced earning and increased cost of living, as well as stray cattle that often destroy crops. She said, and I quote, "BJP's ideology is opposite of ours. They want full control. Modiji wants full control over all his decisions for the country. So they harass local authorities. He decides what should be done, then he does it," unquote. And she accused the centre of weakening the army and the country with the Agniveer scheme. And next, in a landmark judgment today, the Supreme Court said Enforcement Directorate cannot arrest a person directly under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, Section 19, if a special court has taken cognizance of the complaint. And once the court has taken cognizance of the complaint and the ED feels the need for arrest, they must reach the court, take the permission, and then proceed, the top court said. Quote, "After cognizance is taken of the offence, ED and its officers are powerless under Section 19 to arrest that person, showed as an accused in the complaint, unquote. Section 19 of the PMLA allows ED officers to arrest an individual, quote, on the basis of material in possession and reason to believe that the person is guilty, unquote. The top court also said individuals not arrested before answering a court summon need to satisfy the stringent twin test for bail as laid down by the PMLA. The twin test states bail will only be given to money laundering accused if the court is satisfied that the accused is not guilty and if they are unlikely to commit crimes, including similar offences, when out on bail. And next, in another Supreme Court hearing, the top court has junked the Enforcement Directorate's plea for action against out on bail Arvind Kejriwal. The ED presented Arvind Kejriwal's recent rally speech, "If you vote for Aam Aadmi Party, I won't have to go back to jail," unquote. The court found that this remark did not violate his bail terms and refused the request to revoke his interim bail. ED's counsel called the statement a slap in the face of judiciary. However, Mr. Kejriwal's counsel Abhishek Manu Singhvi told the court, quote, "I don't think he'd say this. If anything, he was attacking the central government. I can file an affidavit about the highest minister of this country," unquote. The court told the Enforcement Directorate that Mr. Kejriwal's comment constituted his personal opinion and said, quote, "It is his assumption. We cannot say anything. Our order that the chief minister is returning to jail on June 2nd is quite clear. That is the decision of this court. We will be governed by the rule of the law," unquote. Adding that they welcomed comments or even criticism of their decisions. The court, which has heard arguments by ED about possible precedents of arrested political leaders receiving bail to campaign during elections, stressed it had not made any exceptions. ED's counsel in the beginning stated Mr. Kejriwal was getting special privileges, which regular petitioners would not get. Breaking from breaking news, fake reviews have landed this man a 2-year jail term. A UK man was recently arrested in Thailand for allegedly causing damage to a Phuket restaurant by posting a number of 1-star reviews online following an altercation with the restaurant owner. According to Thai media, the man used to trespass through an Italian restaurant as a shortcut to reach his home. When confronted by the owner, he went on a smear campaign and left so many 1-star reviews that the rating came down from 4.8 to 3.1. Now, back to news. And next, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping vowed support for one another during Putin's trip to Beijing. The two leaders are often seen as allies in the public eye and share a similar style of governance. BBC even referred to Putin as Russia's modern-day czar or monarch. After a grand welcoming ceremony in Beijing, Putin claimed Russia-China relationship was the main international stabilizing factor in the backdrop of Russia's Ukraine invasion, now in its second year. This is Putin's second visit to China in 7 months and the fourth meeting between the two leaders since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. In a joint press conference with Jinping, Putin said that he was grateful to Beijing for trying to find a solution to end the war in Ukraine and hailed growing economic ties with China. This came a day after he announced that his troops were advancing in all fronts in Ukraine. However, China officially remains a neutral party in this conflict, but Jinping promoted a two-state solution for Israel's war on Gaza during the press conference. Moscow says it's open to talks with Ukraine to end the war, but insists that Kyiv must accept the situation on the ground that Russia has claimed to the annexed regions in Donetsk, Kherson, Lugansk and Zaporizhia. Putin also attacked Western-led security alliances in the Asia-Pacific region, a point of mutual concern for both Moscow and Beijing. He said close military-political alliances in the region were very harmful and counterproductive. While Chinese media report translated Jinping's statement as, quote, "China and Russia will adhere to the principles of non-alignment and non-confrontation against third countries. China and Russia will deepen political mutual trust," unquote. And lastly, global share of renewable energy is up by 30%, while fossil generation and carbon dioxide emissions are down by 19%, a study reports. According to climate think tank Ember's report, the world got more than 30% of its electricity from renewables last year. A milestone that will usher in, quote, a new era of falling power sector emissions, unquote. It said that while global demand for electricity rose in 2023, this was more than offset by new wind and solar installations. China, it added, led the charge, accounting for 51% additional global solar generation and 60% of the new global wind generation. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.